I want to turn your attention to the book of John, chapter 9. The book of John, chapter 9. We're going to start on verse 1 tonight. The scripture says, "As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, saying, 'Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' And when he had spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam,' which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen that this man was blind, said, 'Is this not he who had sat and begged?' Some said, 'This is he.' Others said, 'Well, it's not him, it's like him.' But he said, 'I am he.' They said to him, 'How were your eyes opened?' And he answered and said, 'A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, "Go to the pool and wash." And I went and I received sight." Amen. For the next few moments this evening, I want to preach a message entitled, "A Man Called Jesus." A Man Called Jesus. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down, raise your hands and your head to the heavens right now, and then just invite the presence of the Lord into this place. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I pray right now that you would make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. I pray that your word would go forth and fall upon good ground. I pray that you would confirm your word with signs following, Lord. Move on us tonight. Change us. Shake us and stir us, Lord. Help us to leave here not the same way that we came in, Lord, but call us deeper. Call us to greater heights and deeper depths tonight, and we receive it and believe for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands right now? Hallelujah. Would you shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Just let something out of your mouth for a moment. Say hallelujah. Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're lovely. Lord, there is none like unto you, my God. None to your right, none to your left. You sit on a throne all alone. I worship you, Jesus. I'm here for you tonight, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "A man called Jesus." Amen. You can be seated this evening. Now, I promise you tonight that I will not be putting spit on anybody's face. I'm not Jesus. I try to be like him, but I'm not him. I remember I was preaching a youth rally one time, and there was a group of fired up young people sitting right on the front row, just like this. And I was preaching, and I was giving it all I had, and mistakenly, I shouted something, and I mean the spit just came flying into the splash zone. These guys were so fired up, they were like this, "Yeah, yeah, yes, come on, come on." They didn't even care. That's disgusting. Amen. But we had a move of God anyways. There's going to be no spit here tonight in Jesus' name. Everyone say the word miracle. That word is defined as a surprising and a welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of the divine. I know the divine, and he's here tonight. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. let me tell you about him for a second. He walked this earth. He was God himself, and he came down unto this earth. He humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. The Bible says that he was tempted in every point. That means that there is nothing that you can be tempted by on planet earth that Jesus Christ was not already tempted by and overcame. That's why if you're in him, you don't have to be intimidated by sin. You don't have to be afraid of what's handed down to you in your family tree. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And you can do all things through him that strengthens you. Jesus will give you the power to walk in obedience, to walk in faith, to walk in anointing. When you couldn't do it yourself, he did it. It doesn't just stop there. The Bible says that he encountered every manner of sickness and he healed it. That means that there is no sickness that can come into your body on this planet that Jesus Christ did not already encounter and heal for his glory. His stripes are for the healing that we would have in him tonight. That means that sickness of the blood, he encountered it and he healed it. Sickness of the mind, he encountered it and he healed it. Blind eyes, he met them and he opened them. Deaf ears, he unstopped them. And this sickness called COVID-19, there's nothing new under the sun. Jesus Christ, he's never lost a battle, and he's greater than COVID. He's greater than cancer. He's greater than anything that would come against the living God. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Who's this man? He's a man named Jesus, and he's real tonight, and he's here tonight. And if you just open up your heart, you can receive him in a brand new way. Jesus is still performing miracles today. Don't think just for one second that because you've not seen a miracle that they are not happening. Miracles are happening. We walk by faith and not by sight. And these signs should follow them that believe. As long as we are believing, we should be seeing. Cancer is being healed. Depression is being healed. Deaf ears are being opened. Blind eyes are being and unstopped. And if you don't believe that, let me tell you this. Life itself is a miracle. The fact that he woke me up this morning, I didn't have to tell my lungs to keep breathing. I didn't have to tell my heart to keep beating. But he woke me up and his compassions were new this morning. That is a miracle. And I give him the glory for it. Everything I see around me, it proclaims the goodness and the graciousness of Jesus Christ. Everything around me preaches Jesus. Nature preaches the death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When I wake up in the morning, I go through my day. I'm feeling great in the middle of the day. I'm eating meals. I'm getting things done. But at night, my body becomes weary and I have to go to sleep. And I go into this place called sleep and I wake up the next morning. What you're witnessing is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you look out at nature and you see something as beautiful as a tree, so powerful and large, this tree has seeds in those leaves. as they fall from them. They go down to the ground, they're planted, and something new comes up. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I can't get away from it. I can't deny it. This is why I was made, was to know Him and to walk with Him and to talk with Him, to preach His name, to tell others about it. Jesus is real, and this life that He's given me is a miracle that deserves my praise tonight. You don't believe any of that? That's okay. I'll tell you, the greatest miracle of all that you could ever experience is this miracle called the Holy Ghost. The God of heaven and earth would look down upon me with all of my flaws, all of my shortcomings, and He would say, yeah, that's a vessel where I'm going to put my spirit, and I don't have to be afraid of spending an eternity away from Him. I'm going to sit at His throne one day and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The Holy Ghost is the greatest miracle we can experience. You've got the miraculous inside of you. That's something to get excited about. That's something to praise Him for. That's something to shout for. He's real. He's real. He's real. His miracles are real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we look at this text tonight, the Bible says that there is a man begging that he would receive sight. The disciples look at this man and they say, Jesus, who would sin and cause this to happen? Was it this man? Was it his parents? What happened along the way that would cause this to be his situation? The Bible says, Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Blind since birth, just so that God could get the glory. Hallelujah. See, this is something nobody wants to hear. Everyone wants the glory of God. Everyone wants the anointing of God. But for there to be a manifestation of the miraculous, of the glory of God, there's got to be a need. Everybody wants an opportunity to experience the glory of God, but nobody wants the pain that creates an opportunity for His glory to flow. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I thank God for my needs because they've allowed me to experience a depth of God that I may not have experienced otherwise. My pain taught me some things about God. Let me break it down this evening. I would never have experienced Him as my healer if I had never been sick. I didn't see Him as my shield until I was under attack. I didn't understand that He was my refuge until I needed an escape. I didn't see Him as my strong tower until I needed somewhere to run to. I didn't know He was my victory until I had an enemy. I didn't know I needed saving until He died for me on the cross. What am I preaching this evening? My need brought me close, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. Thank you, Jesus, for every sleepless night. Thank you, Jesus, for every tear that fell. Thank you, Jesus, for every bill I didn't know I could pay. Why? Because I learned something. I grew in you. I got a depth of you that others have an experience. Thank you for the glory!
Some of us need to quit praying that God would get us out of a situation and start praying, God, don't bring me out until you've done what you need to do. Don't bring me out until you change what needs to change, till you fix inside of me what needs to be fixed. Keep me on the potter's wheel. Keep me on the vessel, God. I trust your process. Come on, would you just worship him for a moment? You've ever experienced this to be true. Come on, someone just praise him right now. Someone just lift his name high for a moment. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. I'm going to glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, persecutions, distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then he is strong. Hallelujah. 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 And look at my situation. They know Jordan Hudspeth didn't do that. He didn't have the means to do it. He didn't have the wisdom to do it. He didn't have the pedigree to do it. He didn't have the finances to do it. But they look at my need. They say, look what the Lord hath done. It is marvelous in our sight. If it means that I have to go through a valley, that Jesus Christ would get glory from that, then take me through the valley. All that matters is that my life, all that I am, all that I live, preach the goodness and the realness of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says that Jesus spits on the ground and rubs it on the man's face. And this man, when he went to go wash in the water, the Bible says that he was healed immediately. And the religious elite of that day did not appreciate this. The Bible says that they put this man on trial. They were putting Jesus on trial. They were saying, okay, who healed you? This sinner man, Jesus, did it? And they didn't stop at the man. They decided to get his parents involved. They said, who healed your son? Was it seriously this sinner man, Jesus? This one that we keep hearing about. And I love how the man replied. He said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Why don't you just say that for a moment? I was blind, but now I see. Sometimes you just got to look in the face of a scary situation and say, listen, I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill, but all I know is this. I was blind, but now I see. I don't know how this whole situation is going to work out, but what I do know is that there is a man called Jesus. I was blind, but now I see. I think it's time someone look in the face of doubt and say, this I know not, but what I do know is that there's a man called Jesus, and I've met him, and since I met him, I was blind, and now I see. He is the God of miracles. The God of miracles. Hallelujah. A friend of mine is an evangelist. Travels the nation preaching the gospel. He texted me recently and told me this happened at a large church in the Midwest. He said that he was preaching a message just like this. At the end of the sermon, that he gave a call to the altar for anyone who would just want to act on their faith, that God would do something in their midst. And he said that he gave a call for healing. And this woman came walking up to the altar in faith. This woman was a faithful saint of that congregation. She was a wealthy woman. She owns a LASIK eye surgery center. The problem with this is that she had been diagnosed with an eye disorder that was getting worse over time. And it had already gotten to the point that she was legally blind. She had spent so much of her own money and her own occupation doing surgeries and trying to do anything to stop this disorder and get her eyesight back. She couldn't see anymore. She came down to that altar in faith, believing that God would do the miraculous. She came to the front and he said, "What can I pray for you for?" And she said, "I want my eyesight." The preacher said, "Okay, do you believe that God can do it?" She said, "Yes, I believe that God can do it. More than anything, I just want to be able to see my grandbabies." They said, "Okay." They anointed her with oil and they prayed the prayer of faith over her that she would be healed. And they watched as the Holy Ghost came upon her and she began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave her the utterance. In front of the entire church, they watched as her eyes began to blink hard, as they began to fill up with tears, as she began to speak in tongues, and then she began shouting, "I can see! I can see! I can see!" She turned around. She went straight to the aisle where her grandbabies were. She said, "I can see my babies. I can see my babies. God just healed me." The entire church started shouting, "Who did that?" "There's a man called Jesus. He's got something that doctors don't have. He's got something that money doesn't have. He's got something that this world can't unlock. A politician can't promise it. Nothing else can provide it. But Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus did it." I feel in my spirit right now to tell somebody, if you are dealing with depression and anxiety, you do not have to stay in those chains. Depression and anxiety is not of God. It comes from the spirit of fear. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, and that God hath not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. If you're dealing with that tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. You can be set free. You don't have to stay up another night crying yourself to sleep, not getting your rest. It's the will of God that you have peace that passes understanding. God can set you free from depression and anxiety tonight. Why? There's a man called Jesus, and he's real. He's here tonight. Let's worship him for a moment. Well, come on, just let something out of your mouth for a moment. Come on, just shout hallelujah. Come on, someone walk in that for a second. Someone receive that for a second. Yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, that's it. Something just happened right now. I feel a witness in the spirit. I think there's ministering spirits moving across this congregation right now. Come on, someone just worship. Someone just say, "Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you're holy. Lord, I believe you tonight. I receive your word tonight. Do it in me, Jesus." You know why we talk about the blood of Jesus? How many of y'all have ever pleaded the blood before? Don't you ever stop pleading the blood of Jesus. There's a reason that we talk about the blood of Jesus. I've heard it preached like this before. The life is in the blood. That's why when there's something wrong with me in my body, and I go to the doctor, and I describe to them what's happening, and they can't figure it out, what's the first thing that they say? Let's do some blood work. Because by my blood, the evidence of my life is in my blood. By my blood, they can see how I eat. By my blood, they can see what's wrong, going wrong in my body. By my blood, they can get a good idea of whether or not I'm exercising or not. By things like my blood pressure, they can get a good idea of every single decision that I've ever made in my life. The evidence of my life is in my blood. So when you start talking about the blood of Jesus, let me preach it to you this way. Everything that he did, the evidence of that is in his blood. Everything that he said yes to, everything that he said no to, it's in his blood. Every sickness that he encountered and healed, the evidence of that situation is in his blood. Every sin that he did not give into when he was tempted by it, it's in his blood. That's why I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. I plead the blood of Jesus over my workplace. Why? Because he's so much greater than I. He did the things I couldn't do. He lived the way I couldn't live. And there's victory in his blood. Let's do that right now. Someone plead the blood over someone right now. I wish you plead the blood over a loved one. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over this church, Lord. Let there be revival. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be Holy Ghost outpouring. Let there be faith, Lord. Do it, we pray. Jesus. A man called Jesus. A man called Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a friend by the name of Donick Dillon. Does anyone know that name? Donick Dillon. I knew I had to tell this story tonight. Donick is a good friend of mine. We're the same age. When I first got to Florida 7 years ago, I met Donick. He was at our church, attending college in St. Petersburg at that time. He had a smile that could light up a room. I've never met anybody that did not love Donick. He was the drummer, doing a work for God. I got to know him over some months. One day, I was at my house, and I got a call from my dad, the pastor of our church, and he said, Jordan, Donick's in trouble. He said, Donick was involved in an accident, and he went into seizures. He had multiple seizures. And these seizures put him into a coma. He's in a deep coma right now in a hospital room. We got to go to him and we've got to pray. I remember I immediately got down on my knees in my room. I said, Jesus, you've got to heal Donick. Lord, if you never answer another prayer that I pray, and if you never do another thing for me, Lord, I pray that you would wake Donick up from this coma. We've gotten a vehicle, my dad and I, the youth pastor, and my mother, and we went to the hospital, and Donick had been listed as a John Doe. He didn't have his ID on him at the time, and they were able to identify him, and we came. We walked into that waiting room, and there was a spirit of fear in that place. You guys ever felt that before? Fear in the atmosphere? There was fear in that place. The doctor told my dad, he said, he's in a deep coma. and only time is going to tell. We said, okay, we're going to go pray for him. The waiting room, his family was there. A bunch of friends were there. They're holding each other, crying, weeping, praying that God would move on this situation. We walked into that room Donique was in. And I don't know if you've ever seen anybody in a coma, but he looked like he was gone. He was laying in a bed, and there's breathing machines down his throat, and the only sign of life in that room was the beating of his heart on the machine. We got around his bed, and we just began to cry and just feel the heaviness of the situation seeing him there. Donique was a healthy guy. He's an athlete. And seeing him laying in this bed did something to us. And we did the only thing that we knew to do in that moment. We bound together and we laid hands on him that he would be healed. And we prayed in faith. We prayed loudly. We prayed in the name of Jesus that something would happen. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, and nothing happened. So we began to do what we do in situations like this. Begin to make excuses. Well, it's probably not best that he wake up right now. He'd be surprised by the machines. It wouldn't be very good. And God can do a work over time. Begin to say things like this. But there was somebody in the room who had faith. All it takes is one. All it takes is one to turn the entire atmosphere around. My dad anointed a cloth just like this. Anointed it with oil. And he put it on Donique's head. He said, Donique, his grace is sufficient for you, and his strength is made perfect in your weakness. In the name of Jesus, wake up. And I'm telling you, when he said those words, Donique started moving in the bed. He started stirring. He started groaning. We ran out of the room to get a nurse. We said, he's waking up. She said, he's not waking up. That's just the bed. We said, that's not the bed. That's the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus. 12 hours later, he was sitting up in bed, eating breakfast with his mama. He's alive today. He's serving the Lord. He's teaching Bible studies. Don't you tell me my God isn't real. Don't you tell me my God can't do it. He's real. He's real. He's real. There's a man called Jesus. He got the robo shata. He got the yellow shata. He got the yellow shata. Yes, Jesus. Someone receive that right now. Someone pray in faith right now. Someone claim the victory right now. Someone raise your voice right now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's real. He's real. He's real. Musicians, you can come. Singers, you can come. Hallelujah. God's about to do something special in this. Come on, child of God. Why don't you just step out for a moment? Why don't you just get what God's got for you? Why don't you just lift him higher for a moment? Jesus, you're higher than my doubt. Jesus, I lift you higher than my fear. Jesus, I lift you higher than my depression. Jesus, I lift you higher than my addiction. Oh, Jesus. Come to this altar right now. Come to this altar. Come, come. Don't wait on anybody. Don't think about what anyone else is doing right now. Forget about them. Come to this altar. God's doing something in this place. I said it's doing something in this place right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. There is something that happens when the people of God make a sound. I need some people with faith to come a little bit closer. Let's fill this up right here. Let's fill this up. Let's have faith this evening. Come on. Don't wait on anybody. Don't wait on anybody. There is something that happens when the people of God make a sound. That's why I pushed so hard for it, for worship. When the people of God make a sound, ask the walls of Jericho. Ask Gideon's army. What I want to do tonight, I want us to repent of our sins. If you never received the Holy Ghost tonight, you can receive it tonight. We're going to repent of our sins together. I'm going to pray my own prayer, and you can listen and you can follow me. But I want you to pray your prayer tonight. God's going to forgive you. God's going to set us free from some things tonight. I believe that. I want everyone here tonight to raise your hands to heaven, to look into the heavens, say, Jesus, Lord, I love you tonight. God, I pray right now that you would forgive me for everything that I've ever done that's not like you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me for every word. I pray that you would forgive me for every thought. I pray that you'd forgive me for every activity that did not glorify you. Right now, God, we boldly approach that throne of grace to find help in the time of need. God, we receive it tonight. God, we thank you for it tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus over every mind, over every young person, over every saint of God right now. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what we're going to do. You've been forgiven for your sins tonight. There is no reason you cannot get what God has for you. On the count of three, we're going to shout hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And I want you for the next few moments to just begin to worship God with everything that's within you. If you don't know what to say, say hallelujah. Say, Lord, you're holy. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I love you. Something's about to break loose in this place tonight. Do you believe that? On three, one, two, three. Hallelujah! That's it. That's it. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Worship him. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Shackles fall off. Chains fall off.